got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tell you what, I know things in your life can happen. Like sometimes it happens really quick without warning and you've got to kind of adapt with your situation, whether it's like you get a phone call and it's like, hey, unfortunately, you know, you've been made redundant. Here's what's going on. It's, hey, you've won the lottery. You've won $100,000. This is going to change your life. It's how you handle change, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what defines you as a person. So if you think you're, like we've talked about fight, flight, or freeze, the three Fs,
yeah,
when it comes to situations. Jess, you're a freezer.
I am, yes. I don't handle change well. Yep. I usually have a lot of panic attacks. It's not great for me. And then eventually I get used to it. It's my new normal. And then more change comes and it's not fun for me again.
I've discovered this morning that I'm in a gang. And so that's the change that I'm currently dealing with.
Oh.
And you know, how am I handling that? It's a great question, Jess. Thank you very much for asking. I'm thriving in the gang.
Are you the leader of the gang?
Oh, no.
You've just joined.
I was told I'm in a gang.
Okay.
So I've spoke about how I've recently moved to Armstrong Creek.
Yeah.
Because I am the poster white Australian for living in.
If there were a brochure for move to Armstrong Creek,
oh, yeah,
you and your family would be on the front
page. We're way wide enough for it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm on a lot of the Facebook pages because when you move to a new area, it's
of course. Are you
really
on the cover
handy
photo of those Facebook pages?
Yeah, I've sent it through. Okay, I said, hey, generic white man here. I'd like to have my day. someone did a post and they simply, hey, Creakers, chuck up your C's.
I love it.
Chuck up your C's. Will be this hand. It's, yeah, this hand for the opposite.
Oh my God.
Chuck up your C's. I'm a creaker.
I didn't know people called them creakers.
I feel so silly that I didn't know that I was in the gang. And
yeah.
That us creakers were out there. And I'll probably never refer to myself as anything other than a creaker now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, because I live in Bell Park. Does that make me a Parker?
Bel Ed?
I like Parker better.
Parker? Nah, a BP. You know I get confused with Bell Park and Bell Post Hill.
Yes.
So it's confusing.
Which one do I live in? I just
Bell
told
Park,
you.
Bell Park, Bell Park. Sorry, us creakers are slow. We've got other things on our mind, my guy. It's a pretty wholesome gang, I'll be honest. Like most of it's just like young families, sporting
what
groups
the,
and schools.
The fellow creaker asking?
Oh, they were just asking. There's a gym at one of the centres,
mm-hmm,
and they were saying what's a quieter time of the day. And it's such a gang thing to ask.
It is.
And as a fellow creaker, I haven't said anything because, you know, creaker's going
to
creak.
And you also don't go to that gym.
I don't go to the gym at all.
A gym.
So, you know, and it's good to see that there are some creakers out there. And if you're listening and you live in Armstrong Creek, welcome to the gang. If you didn't know you're a creaker, creak out. Creak out until you freak out, you know? That's what we all say in the creek, the AC.
I really love it, and I love that you've already got a gang symbol. It's great.
Chuck up your C's. If you're driving around right now, look to another car, chuck up your C, see if you'll get one back. Because creakers are out there. They don't even know. Could be a seven-year-old child. This is the problem. That's the thing with the creakers. It's mostly kids. So when I start walking in the mornings now, and I see all the kids going to the Armstrong Creek School, I'll just chuck up my C's.
Yep.
Say, hey,
creak
gang,
on.
Creak on. Creak on, creakers.
Yep.
Chuck up your C's. You know, start getting training in schools. You know, obviously we're the most wholesome gang that's ever existed.
It's
non-violent. Creakers, creak out for the till you freak out. Creak on, creakers, as Jess said.
Creaks out for the boys.
Yeah, there we go.
There
finally.
Go.
Ooh, I'm so dangerous all of a sudden. That's how you handle change, right?
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Wild, wild Will from the Wild, Wild West is coming to the studio, Jess.
How about that, Will?
Will, you came in, you came into town on that horse. Will from the newsroom.
I got him started on the cowboy voice.
I wasn't
going to
do
it.
You invited me to the Wild, Wild West. Will, good afternoon.
Hi. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I can't call you Big Will. I can't call you
mesmerized.
Anything. I can't call you Big Money Will.
How about you stop calling him anything and we just get into it?
Metricon, award-winning display home at Jen Finesford Display Village. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and I, we have to fill in the blanks.
The original, the OG location of an Aussie food chain is closing its doors on Sunday.
Oh.
Which food chain is it?
Will, I was so upset about this.
Sing it.
La 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 poqueta. La, la, la,
that was good. You really hit the note there.
So I don't know. Much
there was way more shimmying than what I think is inappropriate at a workplace. I genuinely, this is your fault. I looked away.
There's so much better at La Poqueta.
It was one of those things, so you just, I just couldn't look away. That wasn't a cue. That was your fault, Tim.
That is my fault.
They're not closing the Geelong.
No.
No, it's just the original location in Carlton, I think it is.
Yes.
Which has been open since 1985.
Little Italy. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be lacking for Italian culture and food on Lygon Street. It is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, but I love La Poqueta.
I haven't had it in ages.
Oh my God, get around it. It's actually pasta.
Like, this sounds like they've paid for this. But
yeah, no, actually, they haven't. I genuinely just love it.
No, but it's quite affordable as well. I just like to say.
Yeah, true. A Frenchman has been arrested on top of a building in Melbourne after he did what?
He climbed it, didn't he?
Yes.
Aren't they calling him the French Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's...
Spider-Man.
Do it.
You sing the song now, Tim.
What?
Spider-Man.
More shimmying, please.
Does was ever a Spider-Man? Can he swing? From where?
You sound like the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast.
Many arrested. Very, very
Add
arrested.
Add French to the accents that you can do, Timmy.
Okay,
well done.
Thank you very much. Like a very, very tall building. And
how high did he get up?
55 stories.
Jesus.
And I think he was charged with being a general nuisance, which is my favourite thing you can be charged for.
Public nuisance.
Public nuisance.
And endangering life.
Okay.
Which is also pretty...
Because then you've got people who've got to, even though like they say that they can do the climb safely, and it's actually more dangerous for people to intervene, but then people are involved, and it just creates... They're never going to let someone just do it.
His mate was filming it, and a few media caught up with him, and they were like, "Bro, what's the go here?" And he's like, "No, he's done it before. It's fine.
He's done it before.
He's climbed their building, their loo.
He's just doing it for a bit of adrenaline.
Crown Casino.
Just
Crown Casino. Yes.
I like it.
I've been to Paris. What can I say?
Wait.
You done?
I'm done.
And a bit of debate up on the Gold Coast at the moment after a column posted by a local asked for what to be banned on beaches.
Tim, your favourite thing.
Okay, well, that's the worst lead-in ever. Because now, it's G-string bikinis. Fair play, because...
Just went sprinting into that one, didn't he?
Sue me. It's objectively great.
Yeah. Yep. No.
But it's not for me. It's not for the male guys.
Totally.
And it's not for Ian Grace.
No. I was trying to figure out who it was because we want to speak about it later on in the show. Because at first I heard it was the mayor, then I heard it was a member.
Well,
he's
written to the mayor. It's some local legend. He just says it makes him feel uncomfortable.
Oh, well, look, Ian.
Take it off. It's simple. Maybe that's the angle that we're not looking at. Maybe he's like, we need a banner.
Like,
it makes me uncomfortable.
I've tried to join the trend and
one always pops out. I just never can. It's uncomfortable.
You can't say that.
Will, from the newsroom, what a superstar. Your favourite thing.
Thank you, Will.
Your favourite thing,
in.
Will.
Listen
the way home.
Listen in the sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I was just doing a French accent, Jess, because just in the news, a French, I guess, thrill seeker.
They're calling him the French Spider-Man.
Yeah, he climbed a building in Melbourne today, got arrested. You asked me to sing the Spider-Man song in French accent. Everyone loved it. Got genuine feedback on Facebook that accents are the best and appropriate to do on the radio. And I was like, you beauty, because what I wanted to talk about today was a couple of things to do with different accents and how they've rated in a recent study in 2023.
Okay.
So, the French accent has been and held the number one spot for the most attractive accent for 15 years.
So they've asked of this of worldwide.
So this is international respondents. Yeah. So this is a lot of people that work all across the world and they go to all different countries and they've studied those kind of people that work those kind of jobs or live those kind of lives. French has been up there for a very long time.
It does sound very romantic.
Is the language of love.
Oh.
How you say... soft.
This is not sounding French anymore.
How you sound soft? Hey, sado. Hey, oui. Hey, je m'appelle Tim.
You make it less sexy.
Papillon.
What's coming?
Papillon. Yeah.
What's number two?
No. They've held number one.
Oh.
Sorry, they've held number one for a very long time. But they have been knocked off number one spot.
Yes. Oh.
But I missed the button. Sorry, my silly French fingers.
Oh, my God.
Italy.
Oh, nice.
Is it coming at that? Numero uno.
I was literally just talking about this on the weekend because I'm heading to Europe for my honeymoon. And the last time I went to Europe, I was 22 and single. So it was a very different trip.
Yeah.
And I met a man in Italy who had an Italian accent, funnily enough.
An Italian man with an Italian accent?
And he was like, Jesse, I love you, Jesse. Come home and you meet my mama, Jesse. And I was like, no thanks, mate. I'm going.
Right. Because normally an accent can kind of, like, do they have a personality or just an accent?
I don't know. But the accent was distracting and I was like, hot. Okay.
So the Italian accent is considered the most attractive, finally booting the French off the number one spot. So good
I love
on you,
Jesse.
I'm surprised Macedonian accent, like the way you told me your bubba speaks to you, it's very romantic. Like if we could just get an insight to how you...
If I'd break up with someone, my bubba would say to me, no worry, Jesse, one bus go, another one coming. And she was right.
The bus is...
Another bus has picked me up.
The bus go round and round and round. No big fig, no ocean.
Or if something's like a little bit of miss, she'll be like, something gone fishing.
Oh, so it's not fishy. Something's gone fishing. Other interesting things that were of note, the German accent was voted the most direct, which is very...
Yes.
This is good information. My accents aren't that great for German. And as someone who has German...
I was going to say, aren't you German?
Nine.
Yeah.
And British was voted the most polite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I imagine like Southern England. Like, all right, thank you. Thanks for that. I'm from Newcastle. Thanks for making me lunch.
Were they specific about it? Yeah, okay.
Thank you. You're so kind. There we go. Got through
Good.
It without offending any country.
I think we've offended all of them.
Nice and clean. Only four. Mate, on the scale of ratio of how many countries there are, I've barely scratched the surface.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, a lot of people might be in the midst of wedding planning. I know that the Geelong Wedding Expo is coming up in the next couple of months.
Do you ever go to a wedding expo? I never got to one.
No, I never got to because by the time I got engaged,
I missed it.
Right. And then my wedding's going to be after before the Geelong Expo. So unfortunately, no, I didn't get to go to one.
Because I know a lot of people just like to go just so they can say, yeah, I went.
Yeah,
I
and went it's to good to expo. Like, you know, you see lots of different vendors and things that you might not think of for your wedding day. But this one woman in America has taken to TikTok to talk about her money-saving hack. And a lot of people are calling her cheap and tacky.
We did discuss yesterday that we saw someone who was taking donations for their wedding.
Yeah.
She set up a GoFundMe.
I feel like this is on the same level, if not worse.
Okay.
So this woman, she sent out her save the date cards to 250 people.
It's a big wedding.
It's a huge wedding.
It's a massive wedding.
I think once she started planning, she sent the save the dates out a bit too early because she realized, oh my God, weddings are expensive. How am I going to feed all these people?
Yeah.
Because according to her, their catering was the biggest expense for the wedding
day. Right, per head they go
per
by.
Head.
Yeah.
So she's decided to combat this. She's not going to uninvite people. She's just going to only cater for 150.
What, and you just... We gotta,
this is her genius
you
plan.
You got to share.
She said, I've told the caterer to cater for 150 people and then I'm going to buy some fried chicken from a fast food restaurant on the day just in case we need some extra. I'm expecting about 200 of the 250 to show up.
But so still, like, 50
people
50
are just going to go hungry or eat maybe a piece of chicken.
There's only so many buckets you can buy.
I don't understand this. This is she's having one of those buffet weddings, so you know that the first people to eat are gonna get all of the food. And then by the time she gets to table 18.
Wait, a buffet wedding, are they things that you can do now?
Yeah.
So like full like bain-marie, like everything's ready.
Full spread, and then they go, all right, table one, you're up. Table two, grab
you
a plate.
You get a call?
Yeah.
There's no way.
This is like, it's a real thing. Have
in
you not?
In Australia?
I've never been to one in Australia. I've never seen a buffet wedding. Actually, no.
So I can go to the RSL for my wedding.
Shut your beautiful mouth. You and I went to a buffet wedding.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't remember.
We got to eat first because we were the head table. You were best man. How do you not remember this?
I have a very bad memory, unfortunately. Even though now you've told me this.
You still don't remember it.
I still don't remember
it. Mount Gambier, 2018.
All these things, I hear them individually. I don't remember the specific buffet situation. But that was, it wasn't like a, they had their own venue. So it was like, it wasn't like a standard thing.
They did all the catering.
Oh, did they do it?
Yes.
I didn't remember.
I was there helping chopping salads the morning of. I was a bridesmaid.
We were playing golf. That is why I didn't know there was a buffet style.
But I think to save a little bit of money and only cater for a certain number, knowing that you have more than that is
a genius idea. No. We took the words right out of my mouth, Jess. If you ask the 200 people, the 150 people that are going to bring food,
yeah,
hey, if you could just all bring like a plate each.
Oh, a potluck.
A potluck. I think that's
potluck
how we can get around it.
Yeah. Is a great idea.
Yeah, that's how you save some money. I mean, I'm bringing a cob loaf to yours. You didn't ask for it, but I know that's going to... I'll tell you what, it'll get...
We're using it as our wedding cake.
Yeah. Wedding cob.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Bluey is, I guess, an iconic Australian TV series now.
Even just hearing this makes you feel happy. Does it not start with Bluey? Oh, no, wait.
No.
Bluey's at the end because it's about... Yep. Dad. Yep.
Well done, Tim.
Okay.
You'll get to the Bluey stage eventually. Yeah. I know that your little nephew is obsessed with Bluey.
Oh, Bluey is life. And sometimes we'll go and hang out at their place and we'll be watching Bluey, like just me and him, and then he'll like run off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just stay and watch Bluey.
I was talking to a mate and I was on FaceTime with her and she like panned the camera over to her little one who's about 1.5, nearly 2. And she was like, why don't you say hi to Auntie Jess? And she was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, I'll get there.
And I was like, I'm competing with Bluey, aren't I?
And you'll never win that fight.
You don't win that fight. But Bluey, apparently there's an episode called Hammer Barn where apparently Bluey and the family go to, I guess, a cartoon version of Bunnings.
We spoke about it on Friday.
Yeah.
That this is their version of Bunnings, mm-hmm. and that Hammer Barns as a fictional thing,
yep.
were obviously because like there's little touch points in Bluey of real life in Australia.
The episode looks exactly like a Bunnings.
Yeah.
It is uncanny. It is absolutely a complete comparison. And so Bunnings have leaned into it and teamed up with Bluey and have decided to create a different Hammer Barn in each state. For Victoria, they've put it in Carrum Downs.
That is so weird.
What do you mean?
I grew up near Carrum Downs.
Yeah.
I just don't think it needs it. The only benefit is that is the closest Bunnings to my nephew.
Right.
So this could be, this is where.
Well, so they're the ones that are, so there's one in each state has been chosen to be.
Carrum Downs.
To be renovated completely. So they have like a
Hammer Barn logo.
Hammer Barn logo on the front outside.
Louie and Bingo are there. Dressed up.
Yeah, it started on the weekend. It's going to be happening until the 4th of March. So you've still got time if you missed out for the next few weeks. Carrum Downs is where they've completely renovated. But every Bunnings has some stock.
Like a Hammer Barn section.
A Hammer Barn section, which has got like merch. So you can get a Hammer Barn hat, Hammer Barn aprons, Hammer Barn like keyring chain tags, lanyards, all of those things. And
sorry, just can you smell that? It's the biggest pile of money anyone's ever thought of.
Well, Tim, the biggest money item has been the gnomes because in the episode Hammer Barn, Bluey and Bingo pick up a couple of gnomes.
Garden gnomes.
And so, of course, in the real life Hammer Barn, Bunnings, they decided to have 4 different gnomes in up for offer.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they've sold out within like 30 minutes.
Weird. You create you bring two massive brands like Bunnings, who were voted the most trusted brand in Australia in 2023, and one of the most popular television shows, not just in Australia, the whole world. You bring them together and make four collectible garden gnomes and they sell out?
Yeah.
Now,
Bunnings have spoken out to, yesterday and said, hey, we're really sorry that to hear some of our customers missed out on the Bluey Garden Gnomes this weekend. So we're going to put additional stock of the range dropped into select stores very soon. We're working hard to get them out as soon as possible. I don't think they even realized how big this was going to be.
So essentially, the behind-the-scenes conversation of that is, hey, we didn't understand how much money you were going to give us, so we've decided that you can give us more money about this because it's fantastic. I think it's a disservice to Geelong and the Surf Coast that we didn't get a hammer barn over Carrum Downs. No offence to Carrum Downs, but offence to Carrum Downs.
Yeah.
I think the one at Warm Ponds would have been, or in Corio on the highway as you head out, that would have been perfect to be a hammer barn.
Absolutely.
So, missed opportunity.
I think that'll absolutely happen again. Like, this is iconic.
Yeah, well, and it makes a lot of money. Yeah. So two of the big three for Bunnings and the other is obviously warehouse prices.
If you missed out on a gnome, they will be available until the 4th of March.
Absolutely.
So head on down to your local hammer barn.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.